Up and McEwen ready to go. Here goes Knutson's target, and the pitch is called a strike.
Look, a nice curveball in there.
It does. You got a good bird's eye view. Are you thinking you're going to have flashbacks and thinking your umpire today or something? Nothing in one pitch. Here's the deal. That one is just a bit low. One ball and one strike. Been 30 years since I've been to this park. They've made a lot of nice improvements.
They got great LED lights, too, if needed.
Yep, they do. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Kenyon. And it's a ball and two strikes. 13-10 for Riverdale coming in. 16-3 for the Vikings. 1-2. McEwen with the pitch. Bouncing ball sharply to shortstop. Johnson scoops, drops, and then throws late. And the Chieftains have a base runner.
I tell you what, that's when you got to take every ball as hard. And he didn't.
No, exactly. Got to let it play him a little bit.
Yep.
And that'll make it a base runner for Riverdale with two away, and the batter, Andre Tainer. Andre had a big hit the other night.
Yes, he did.
A couple of hits, actually. Standing in now with a runner at first base. Two outs and one on. McEwen back to work. Target is set up. Infield is back a step or two. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. Nothing in one. Henry, it seems that Tyler's got pretty good stuff.
Yes, he does, yep. Tyler, I believe he played last year with him and pitched some as well.
Yep.
He's a nice pitcher, very nice pitcher, so.
Nothing and one to the batter. Runner leads slightly at first base. The stretch in the pitch. That is called a strike.
So I was talking to Jim, the head coach for Vecchione. He's very smart on the mound.
Oh, yeah. Jim Stroman.
Good
and
guy.
What is it? Did I hear 40-something?
I think so.
45 years? 46, maybe? Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Runner going. It is a strike. And the throw to second doesn't matter. That was a strikeout. Tainer out number three. McEwen strikes out two in the inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left aboard for the Chieftains. After a half inning in regional play, Riverdale nothing and Pecatonica coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIAA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can partner to be true champions. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Out of the first inning, and Tyler McKean will step in. He is the pitcher, followed by Jameson Johnson, the shortstop, and Elijah Knutson, the catcher for Pecatonica. Chase hit one on the hill. Henry, you like the way this guy works?
I like the way Chase works. He's just a sophomore, I believe, but boy, I tell you, I really like the way he works around the plate.
Logan Cagle behind the plate. Here comes the pitch, fouled off, out of play.
You know, he kind of reminds me, you're going to laugh when I call this, but he kind of reminds me of Alex Meister a little bit. Always around the plate, never, you know, just very under control.
Meister's his coach, too, so that might have something to do with it. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch, down low for a ball. And Alex has been throwing a lot of batting practice for Riverdale,
has he?
Too. So, yeah,
okay.
Thinking that maybe that has helped him pick it up a little bit with the bats. 1-1 to Tyler McEwen. He is back in, and here's the pitch. High fly to right field. Trouble. Well hit. The right fielder is back and got it with a running grab. Talon Child.
Nice job, Talon.
And that was looking into the sun.
Yes, it was.
We were watching the right fielders, Henry and Wallace. They were having trouble picking up that ball.
Yes, they were.
So one away, and Jameson Johnson, the shortstop. Emmett Drone at first, Wyatt Storms at second, Carson Kenyon the shortstop, Landon Bob at third, Ethan Baumkamp, Andre Tainer, Talon Childs left to right for the Chieftains. Here's the pitch, ripped high in the air and deep. Back goes Tainer. The park going to hold it. Tainer is back. Back, it's out of here.
On, wow.
Home run for Johnson. Solo shot, and Peck leads 1-0. Boy, that just kept on carrying.
Kept going.
Yep. He'll touch them all and comes home. The Vikings score. And the celebration, not a big celebration. You know, some teams will come out and bring everybody out, but I think they waited until they got to the dugout. Coach Jim Stroman, longtime coach, he and Kurt Thompson, we were figuring before the game, because Kurt has like 35 years. So
got over 90 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot on this field as far as coaching experience. Knuth's in the batter. Here's the pitch, and he takes a look at a ball. By many years of covering hometown baseball, these are some names, maybe the second and third generations of
probably right.
Guys I called 30 years ago. Here's the pitch. This is a high fly to right field. That's going to send Childs back. He's got it measured, and he pulls it in for the second out. A couple of pretty good shots to right field.
That...
Two away, and the batter will be Carson Kirschner. Carson, first baseman, batting from the left side against the Chieftains. 1-0 Vikings in the bottom of the first in regional championship baseball. Chitwood with the deal. That one is down low for a ball. It's amazing how many home talent franchises there are down here.
Yes, yes.
Hollandale and Blanchardville and Wyota. Here's the pitch. Down low. Am I missing anybody?
Hollandale, Blanchardville.
Ridgeway, of course.
Ridgeway. Dodgeville's close. I mean, it's up.
2-0 is low.
I mean, if you go the back way, Belleville's not that far.
True, yeah.
Mount Horb, I mean, they're all just, and I know I'm trying to stretch that, but they're getting out.
Yep. 3-0 is swung on, ripped up the middle, base hit. Kirschner, confident, swinging on 3-0, drives a base hit. So one on with two away for Grady Gordon. And you wonder, too, Hank, there are towns that are a lot bigger that don't have hometown.
Yes, yes, yes.
Talk about these small communities that pull them out, keep them out. Runner leads at first base with two away. Chieftains trying to get out of it here in the bottom of the first. Chitwood ready. There's the deal. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Gordon, the left fielder for Coach Stroman. Larry Schlem, his assistant.
Yeah, Larry. He's
longtime a player.
Blanchardville head coach for hometown.
Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. So I go back far enough where Jim Stroman was playing shortstop and Larry Schlem was pitching and playing the field for Blanchardville. So,
they've been together for a long time.
Yeah, they have. Now coaching. Here's the pitch. Check swing. It is a strike. 2-1 to Grady Gordon. Runner leads slightly at first base.
That's Kirschner out there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got the sliding gloves on. Here's a high fly pop-up, and it's out of play.
And he's got some speed, too.
Two strikes. They're not, but his sliding gloves remind me of the old yellow chore gloves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We used
to
have.
Yeah.
They are the Pecatonica is green and gold or yellow color, and the gloves are very similar to that color.
Look like an old Carhartt, doesn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Two balls, two strikes. To Gordon with Kirschner leading at first base. Chitwood to the belt. Chase takes a little time. Eyes the runner. Now deal. That is a check swing and foul ball. Got a piece of his bat.
Got a piece of his bat. So, another thing. I'll just throw. You know, if you're looking for a good pair of Carhartt gloves, you can pick them up right down there in downtown Muscadet, Walsh's Ace.
Oh, there you go. Oh yeah. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. Ball three.
Full count here, buddy.
Chitwood trying to get out of it in the bottom of the first. Force at second. Chieftains looking for that elusive out to get back to the dugout and in the shade. Ball to wall, sun. Runner going. It is a ball. And so there will be two aboard with two away. Lucas Rui will be the batter. First walk given up by the Chieftains. And coming in now is Rui, the right fielder. Number six batter of the inning, and in the order. Chitwood checks second. ready to go with a stretch and the pitch. Inside, back him away. One ball and no strikes. You shouldn't get hit back here, Hank.
No, I'm jumping though, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. You're flinching. Kind of a little bit shy after that game, hometown game the other day. One ball and no strikes. Get out from under the table. Here's one upstairs for a ball.
My microphone don't reach that far, buddy.
Two balls and no strikes. I can understand it in the youth game where the pitcher doesn't have any idea where it's going, but usually by that point, you don't get hit that much. 2-0 pitch. Here's the deal. That is strike one called, and a good one. Might be Chase's best pitch. Inside corner. Yeah, nice job. 2-1 to the batter. Runners leading at first and second. Two away in the first. Chitwood ready. Here's the deal. That's high. And it's three balls and a strike. And again in the danger zone with a 3-1 count to the batter.
Now this is a 3-1, 2-1 is the pitch. That's a hitter's friend right there.
Yep. Infield back at the depth to make a force at second. This down low pitch takes it. Ball four. So they are loaded up now. Kirshner goes to third. Gordon at second. And Rui at first. And the hitter will be Max Heal. Time now for Kurt Thompson to have a word with the infield and his pitcher. So, again, if you're Riverdale, you know, they've got the bases loaded. And he's going out to talk about the fact that, hey, let's just get the out, force it in the base, you know, get back to the dugout.
Yeah, let's get back in the dugout.
Only one run down. Yeah. Let's keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way.
So the conference over. Now everybody back into their positions, and here comes number 14, Max Steele. Steele will make his way to behind the plate. You don't recognize these umpires, huh?
I don't recognize them. I probably pulled from Addison area.
We got some good ones today, huh?
Oh, wow. Well, it just doesn't stop, does it, my man?
From the windup, the pitch is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. No. You know I'm kidding. You're highly rated.
Yeah, you know, if I had friends like you, I don't need my enemies.
Right. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball foul outside of third for a strike. 1-1. But I think you do see that as you get a little bit deeper in the tournament, you start to see umpires come for a little bit further away.
Yep, you do. I mean, I went to Barnival last night. And
yeah.
Very rare.
It's rare to have somebody that's like in the school district at this
right.
level.
Yep.
1-1. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes now. Chase is an out, a strike away from getting back to the dugout.
Yeah, he needs to get back to the dugout here.
Base is jammed, two away from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him. And Riverdale gets out of it. Becatonica strands. The base is loaded. They do score a run on a couple of hits. The solo home run by Jameson Johnson. No errors, three left on. We go to the second inning. 1-0. Becatonica leads Riverdale. WIAA Regional Baseball, WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Get $15 back right now with mail-in rebate and gallons of Cabot Stain. Cabot Stain comes in an oil-based or water-based formula and is available as transparent, semi-transparent, or solid colors. Cabot Stains are pigmented for extra UV protection from the sun, water, and extreme conditions and are ideal for siding, fences, or decks. Save $15 right now with mail-in or online rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Logan Cagle is in the top of the second inning. Riverdale facing Tyler McEwen, who is on for his second inning of work. And a 1-0 Pecatonica lead. Now, timeout called. Daigle steps out. Talon Childs and Emmett Drone to follow for the Chieftains in their gray and maroon uniforms. Pecatonica in the white, pinstripes and gold. The pitch is down low and green for the Vikings. This one is a ball for two balls and one strike. From the windup, McCune's pitch is going to be bounced toward second. Picked up by Enlow. Waits on it. Throws. Just got him.
Barely.
One away. Daigle just about beat it up.
Did.
This is a big ballpark, Hank.
I tell you what, if as an umpire you don't realize it, but you step back here, it's a big ballpark.
And Riverdale is a big one, too, you know, going a little deeper in center. But this is 330 almost all the way around
in
the corner.
It's impressive.
310 in the corner, I guess, but 330. Power alleys and straightaway center. From the windup, the pitch is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Talon Childs. Home run out of here, though. Probably a good
350.
40, 50, yep.
I think it almost probably hit the concession stand for the football field. I mean, over the concrete.
Johnson didn't get robbed.
No, he did not.
There's a strike on Childs. McCann with the pitch. Back to the screen for ball two. The count goes to 2-1. I told you the story about Kurt Thompson hitting a home run in this ballpark that I called. He had pulled a rib cage muscle before the game and wasn't playing, and they put him in the eighth inning and pinch hit. He had one swing, and he swung and hit over the right center field fence. It was kind of a Kirk Gibson moment that day. It was a Kurt Thompson
runs
moment.
Around,
yeah.
Yes.
I don't think he was doing that. His side hurt too bad. Pitch is outside for a ball, but that was in this ballpark. Cavs went on to win. That was a whale of a ball game. 3-1. McKeon back to the mound from the windup. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss for strike two. Well, Tyler's keeping it kind of low.
Yeah, he is. He's keeping it down in the zone, and it doesn't let nothing hang out. I mean,
got control. Full count offering now.
You know, and I was talking to Jim before the game, and he goes, they don't have one or two. They have 1A, 1B, or one, you know what I mean? They have two really good pitchers.
They do.
Yes, they do. So
swing and a miss by Childs. 2A, and that's the third strikeout for Tyler McKeon. And now it will be Emmett Drone, the Riverdale first baseman. Drone comes in. Chieftains stranded a base runner in the opening inning. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. He's been trying to get to Tyler a little bit, at least make him throw a few more pitches. There's strike two.
I tell you what, he's right on the money. So
throwing pretty hard.
Yes, he is throwing hard and very accurate.
Nothing in two to the batter. Thrown ready. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a ball. One ball and two strikes. Riverdale usually finds a way, though.
They always find something.
Get a run, maybe second time through. 1-2 offering, the pitch fouled off. Good hang by Emma Drone, fouls it straight back. And they'll get a new baseball. So back to Tyler, the outfield shaded a bit toward left field for Emma Drone. Wyatt Storms on deck here in the top of the second inning. McKeon with the pitch and a check swing of the ball. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes. A little bit of a breeze blowing out toward center field from right field today. 2-2 offering. McCune from the windup, the pitch, swing and a miss. They got him. A couple of strikeouts in the inning, and Riverdale goes 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on. We go to the last of the second inning. It is 1-0. Pecatonica leading Riverdale. WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO Sports.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote. 647-6345.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal.
Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to be on the right vitamins. Remember, Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
The designated hitter, Chuck Anderson, fouls one off, and we're underway in the bottom of the second inning. Anderson will be followed by Austin Enlow, and in the top of the order, Tyler McKeon.
Chuck Anderson just seems like a DH hitter, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I like the name. He's a big boy, too.
Yeah, he is.
He's a very strapping young lad.
Batting eighth in the order, DH, or Coach Stroman. Chitwood from the windup. The pitch is a strike, two. Nothing in two to the batter. Chuck steps out. Back in, Chase Chitwood from the windup. Here's the pitch, and that one is high. One ball and two strikes. You remember your high school team? Did all the guys have nicknames?
Not really.
Baseball lends itself to nicknames.
It does.
1-2 offering is going to be outside of ball.
Nice pitch, though.
2-2. We had them. We were up and down the lineup with all kinds of nicknames. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Ripped right center field. Trouble going over his Childs. There he is again.
Oh, my. He's all over the place. Nice job.
What a way. Talon Childs. Right fielder. He's got three putouts.
He's got three putouts today.
Here comes Austin Enlow. I've had coaches, and Coach Stroman, man, he's a vet. I go over there, he's got first and last names.
Oh, he's awesome.
Coaches just put last names on there. And then Phil calls these guys by their dad's names because they've been around too long. Pitch to Enlow, fouled off. You know, I did that a few years ago. I was calling a young man by his dad. About fourth inning, somebody came over, and they tapped me, and they said, hey, that's his dad. Nothing in one to Enlow. Here's the pitch. Strike two call. Nothing in two. Tyler McKeon will be the next batter up. Top of the order. 8-9-1 for the Vikings in the second. Chitwood with a pitch. Ripped toward left. That's in there for a base hit. Third hit for the Vikings. One on with one away. I'll tell you what, Henry, if your number nine hitter sets the table, man, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. And you know what? You and I have talked about this on the way over and talked about it. Even last year, their 1-9 is so tough.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're so tough.
Here goes McKeon. He is the pitcher of record. Flew out to right field last time. Ready to go with a slight lead at first base, the runner, and the pitch is high. One ball.
Yeah, he's not giving nothing high today.
No.
Nothing. And he's very consistent, so.
Now, we were talking about it last night at the game, though. It's kind of a new way of thinking in baseball, high school level. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. You're seeing guys with better averages at number nine.
Yes, you are. Yes.
It used to be, you know, like, oh, maybe that's the guy that doesn't have a high average, but those are more your seven, six, seven, eighth anymore. Nine is there to kind of get
nice,
the...
But, you know, the pecatonic is so tough, 1-9.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's a high fly to right.
Nice hit.
Going to drop in there. Childs had to play that on the hop along the line. Throws it back in. And they're going to get 1-3 on the run by Enlow and a base hit by McKeon. So
that's a nice piece of hitting.
Yes, it was. Two aboard and one away for Jameson Johnson, who hit a ball to Hollandale last time. Well, that's the other direction, isn't it?
Yes.
It'd be more toward, let's see, Wyota? I'm kind of...
Wyota even has a team.
Oh, yeah, sure they do.
Yeah,
I've been there. They got a fire station and a cornfield and a baseball
field. Yes, they do.
Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball.
And believe it or not, they treat you good when you go there.
Man, I'm telling you.
They treat you good.
These small towns, that's what I love about Sundays and hometown at baseball. One ball and no strikes. Chitwood ready. Here's the pitch. Strike call. I told you as we came through Hollandale, my memory of there is doing a game and all of a sudden this old boy pulls up on a tractor. pulls up right behind the backstop, shuts it off, watches an inning, then pretty soon starts the tractor and leaves. Only in a small town would you see that.
Yep.
I don't know what kind of seating you call that. John Deere seating, I guess.
Yes.
Swing and a miss by Johnson, the John Deere deck.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Edlo at third, McKeon at first.
Nice group of fans came out today from both sides, so very nice to see you. We're kind of like in half shade and half sun, Phil.
Yep. Here's the pitch, ripped to left.
Uh-oh, that's
this
trouble.
This one is deep. This is going. It is gone. Johnson with his second home run. This one just a little over from the other one, and this was a line drive all the way, and Peck will take the lead in this ball game, 4-0. My goodness.
We knew that as soon as it was hit.
Sheepers. Yeah, even more so than the other one. The other one was higher.
That was higher.
This one was just a
shot.
Wasn't very far off the ground, and he got it all. My goodness.
Yeah, that was a nice hit. And again, that's his second one. He's 2-for-2, and he's got four ribbies.
That'll bring up Elijah Knutson standing in here. Number 3 hitter flew out to right field last time. So I would say a pretty good tournament so far for Johnson.
Yes, yep.
Two at-bats and two home runs. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 4 RBIs for the number 2 hitter. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward left. That's a base hit. Knutson smacks one through between short and third. One on, one away for Carson Kirschner, who singled last time. Ball comes in from the outfield. And now a courtesy runner over there.
And went to shallow center field last time, too.
All right. This is number 12, Trevor Dasher, running at first base for the catcher. Time out for the plate to be swept off. But to Riverdale, you don't want to get down too far. Keaton's optimally keep it to 5 or less, and Peck already has 4.
Yes, yes.
Knutson leads. At first, here's the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So far, McKeon has been pretty tough on the Chieftains. A total of 4 strikeouts through 2 innings. One ball and no strikes from Chase Chitwood. Knutson leads at first. Here's the pitch, ripped opposite way. Foul ball out of here in left field. And it's a ball and a strike.
Miss Kenyon, always taking pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, she never gets me in a picture. She said that one time during a basketball game I'd break her camera.
Oh, that could happen.
Very well could happen.
1-1 count.
She's a smart lady, Phil, to keep us out of there.
To the belt and the pitch. That one is high for a ball. 2-1. So far, the runner at first base has stayed there. Knutson with a slight lead. Emmett Drone playing the bag for the Chieftains. Runner is off. 2-1. Swing and a miss to protect the runner. There's the throw, and
they got him.
Yes, they
did.
Kegel to Kenyon. Picked him off. Nice job. Knutson cut down, or actually that was his runner, Trevor Dasher, trying to steal.
Was that Kenyon that got him?
Yep, Kegel to Kenyon. You bet. Nice tag at the other end.
It was very nice.
Sometimes the throw is there, but you know, the tag has to be just right as well. There is strike 3 call. Chieftains work out of it here with a nice finish, and that will do it. In the inning, though, 3 more for the Vikings. 3 runs on a total of 4 base hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to 3. It is 4-0. Pecatonica over Riverdale in high school baseball from WRCO Sports.
Starting young, aren't you?
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Wyatt Storms leading off, bounces one back to the pitcher. Tyler McKean will throw it to first in time. One up and one down, and Ethan Bumkamp will be the batter. He'll be followed by Chase Chitwood. So the Riverdale left fielder making his way in now. 4-0, Pecatonica leading. We're in the top of the third in regional championship baseball. McKean with the pitch. Batter squares to bunt, and it is a ball. I would be surprised to see Riverdale try to
Me either right now.
Yep.
At least I used to do that with my kids, just to let them get used to seeing that pitch.
Any old way, right? 1-0 pitch. Inside corner, strike call, 1-1. But, yeah, and they can make the plays. You know, maybe you make the outs, but then maybe it turns into an error, and then it kind
of
opens
a lot of times it's just a big confidence booster for a kid to see that bat on the ball. You know what I mean? The next time around, they can hit the ball. So.
Okay. 1-1, here's the pitch, and that one is outside.
So, you know, to be honest, Phil, the way this goes, baseball, these coaches are asking these kids, you'll see after this pitch.
Strike call, and that'll make it 2-2.
At least, you know, you bat 300, you only want to hit the ball 3 out of 10 times. I mean, that's tough for a high school kid and even a major leaguer to bat 300.
I know.
You're asking them to fail 70% of the time.
Right, yep. That's one of the things you got to instill in the youth players.
Who get ejected.
It's like even the major leaguers
don't
hit that often. Full count offering, swing, and a miss, and there are two outs.
As an umpire, you know, if I hit 30%, I'm doing good.
30% of the calls right?
Yeah.
Two up, two down. McKean has now retired 6 in a row. And we go back to the top of the order. Here's Riverdale's Chase Chitwood. Strikeout victim back in the first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Beautiful sun-drenched field here in Blanchardville today. Not a lot of breeze. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. Good cut by Chase. Two strikes now.
You know, you're talking about getting something to eat after the game. I think maybe we go to Muscadine Minimart and grab us a Hump Brothers pizza. There ain't nothing better than that.
It's a good idea.
I have to
do that. Yep. Oh, I forgot my lunch money.
Imagine that. Henry's here. I still don't have to have his wallet.
Time called. I got the company credit card.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have my wallet then.
Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Actually, it's a Chalmers Big and Tall credit card. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Chitwood is gone, and that'll do it for Riverdale in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We are through 2.5. Pecatonica leading Riverdale by a score of 4-0 at WIAA Tournament Baseball from WRCO Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Are you tired of your old worn-out cabinets? Are you ready for a change? Are you building and looking for quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop in at Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet, your one-stop shop for cabinets, countertops, and millwork. Foggy Bottom specializes in meeting customers' unique needs, whether it's a small cabinet or cabinets and millwork for an entire home, all stained and finished to match. They'll provide free quotes, and you'll be surprised how competitive the pricing is, even compared to big box stores. Check out the Facebook page, Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC, to see what they have to offer, or stop in at the shop at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays by appointment.
Welcome back to Action here on WRCO Radio as we greet you from Blanchardville, Wisconsin. 4-0, the lead for Pecatonica here in WRCO and WRCO.com country. Love covering the sports teams, and unfortunately this time of year we see them kind of start to drop one by one.
We do. But I'm just happy that we're here, Phil.
Grady,
I mean, seriously.
Yep, Grady Gordon walked first time up, and he is going to be taking a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes. 4 runs and 6 hits for Pecatonica. Good effort for the Chieftain to get out of it without any other damage last inning. There's a strike. Gordon couldn't hold his swing. Lucas Rui and Max Steele do next. Chase Chitwood and Logan Cagle, the battery for Riverdale. Here's the pitch. Check swing. That wasn't bad, but it's a little low. 2 balls and a strike to the hitter. Chase looking for the target from Logan Cagle. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2 strikes now. Batter steps out. Now ready. Chitwood ready to roll from the windup. The pitch is strike 3 call. Boy, the umpire's got an animated strike call.
Yes, he does.
I like it. There's no doubt. So there's another out. Second strikeout for Chase. Actually, he's got 2 in a row dating back to last inning. And the batter, Lucas Rui. Here comes the pitch. Popped up and foul. Out of play. He's not been to Blanchardville. They have the stone seating. They've improved a little bit, but been there. Those stone steps and bleachers have been there a long, long time.
Yes, they have.
Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ripped up the middle, and that's a base hit. Lucas Rui with Pecatonica's 7th hit, a 1-out single. And the batter will be Max Steele. You know, another place that has stone seating, they've got a cover over the top. It is LaFarge.
Yes.
They have a nice little ballpark.
Yes, they do.
Older one, but it's well kept. Runner leads at first. Chitwood ready. The pitch fouled off for a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Bottom of 3-4-0. Pecatonica in the lead in regional baseball. The winner goes on to Johnson Creek. And Barneville, right?
Yeah, and Barneville, yep.
They won last night. Nothing in one. Chitwood with the pitch. It's upstairs. 1 ball and 1 strike. I'll tell you, it was really confusing this week, Henry, to know who was playing because some got rained out. It was moved all over the place. Rui leads at first. Batter shows bunt, bunts it, and hit it. And it's going to be a foul ball. 2 strikes now. That's the reason we're playing today. This game was supposed to be yesterday. But Riverdale, of course, got their game in, and Pecatonica did not.
It looks really nice today, though.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yep.
1-2 offering with one away in the third. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Steele gets it back to the screen. And it'll be chased down and brought back in. Steele staying alive. Rui leads slightly at first. Emmett Drone plays the bag for Riverdale. And here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Steele called out. 3rd strikeout for Chase Chitwood. Chase is, he's kind of,
he's settling down.
He's feeding the corners, too.
He is, yep.
He's getting that corner call and looking good. Here is Chuck Anderson. He flew out to right field last time, so 2 away, 1 at 1st. Leads slightly. Now the pitch down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Riverdale settling down a bit. They'll have the 2, 3, and 4 batters up in the top of the 4th, trying to get something going. Here's the pitch, ripped high in the air, right center field. Trouble in the sun. Childs coming on. Talon's got it.
Man, got another one.
He's got a gold glove today,
yes,
doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Talon Childs running grab, and that will do it. No runs and a hit. No errors in one left aboard. We go to the fourth, 4-0, Pecatonica over Riverdale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores the postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro baseball players know they're gonna need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. In education-based sports, sportsmanship matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but just as important is how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WRCO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Welcome back to Blanchardville. Our score here is 4-0. Right now, the discussion right with Kurt Thompson on the home plate umpire, I'm wondering what the discussion is about.
Kurt's not happy.
He's not. And the umpire was over talking with the Pecatonica bench for a moment. Not sure if it was over a substitution.
I don't know.
The lineup looks the same.
Yeah.
Tyler McKeon is on the mound, ready to go. Cagle, the DH. Here's the pitch. And that one is called a ball outside. One and none. Cagle, then Carson Kenyon, and Andre Tainter. Keen from the windup. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball. Third base. Trouble. Picked up there by Steele on the run. Throws low. Backhanded. They got him. Kirshner with a great backhand at first base for the out. Wow. I thought Ethan was going to beat that one out.
I really did. I did, too.
One away for Carson Kenyon. He reached base on an error last time. So far, Riverdale's only base runner taps the plate and gets in now. Number three hitter, McKeon with the pitch. Inside, backed him away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Second time through the lineup, Hank. This is a big moment for Riverdale.
Oh, I know it is. Right now, this is probably the most crucial time in the lineup that we can have.
Swing and a miss by Kenyon, and it's 1-1.
You can hear Kurt in the background. He's still coaching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
here's the pitch.
Does a nice job.
Down low for a ball, and the count goes to 2-1. Outfield shaded a little bit toward the left field side. From the windup, the pitch outside and back to the screen. 3-1 now. Baseball coming out for the pitcher.
Three balls and a strike here, Phil.
Carson Kenyon back in with a hitter's count. McKeon with the deal, and that one is taken outside, and he's on for the second time today. Base on balls, and Andre Tainter will be the batter. A strikeout victim back in the first. Andre came away with a big hit the other night against Iowa Grant.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did.
This is a big spot right here for him. Try to move one through. Or move the runner. Runner leading at first big time. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Kenyon leading slightly at first base. Here comes the next pitch. And that one is down low for a ball. Carson selling it at first base.
Yeah,
there.
We haven't seen any move over there yet from.
Nope. We haven't.
Doing so.
1-1 the offering to the belt. And the pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-1 to the hitter. Riverdale has played a tough schedule all year long, as they do every year. Strength of schedule, I would say, is maybe in Riverdale's favor today. But Bill, here's the pitch. Check swing at a strike. 16 wins, pretty impressive in high school baseball.
Yep.
16-3 for the host today. Two balls and two strikes. Throw to first. There he is, and the runner is back in time.
See Barnival, one of Barnival's coaches over there. Name's Mike. Good
guy. So doing a little scouting today. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Ripped on the ground. Foul. Oh, man. Andre missed just by a foot or so.
Yep.
Down the first base line on the ground. I don't know if, I mean, there are cameras in baseball. You know, they put up the, I don't know what you call them, like a GoPro or something like that. So
base cams?
Yeah, but I don't think you get a real test of a team until you watch them in person.
I agree with you 100%.
And that's what Barnaville, I'm sure, is doing today. 2-2 to the batter. McKeon ready. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch, fouled off. And I'll go on to say that, you know, basketball, everybody has huddle and everybody has, you know, the ability to scout games without going to them. But you'll still see some of the old cagey veterans, like Dan Burrison at Mineral Point. You still see him because you can't see on film quickness and things like that.
No, you can't. Or the little things. Or...
Yep. 2-2, runner leads at first. Here's the pitch, check swing at a ball low, and the count goes full. Timeout. They appeal to second base to see whether or not that Andre went around, and they say no. So full count now. Garson Kenyon leading at first base. And now time called. Andre steps out. He was a guest on our Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show on Tuesday night. Had a big game, a good couple of hits, and a good catch to end the game. Against IG. Here's the pitch. Reached out and fouled first base side. Now, this is a good at-bat for Andre because
without question.
He's wasting some of Tyler's pitches here.
Tyler's at 57 for the pitch count.
All right.
And it's not official, but.
Yeah, and I wondered maybe that was what some of the discussion was before the inning started, if the pitchers didn't agree, you know, the pitch counters. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Lower part of the zone, evidently, and that'll do it for Andre Tainer and seven strikeouts for McKeon today. Logan Cagle will be the batter, and he had a ground out last time. I'm going to ask you something about umpiring, calling pitches here in just a moment here as McKeon prepares the pitch. Ripped in the air, well hit, left center field, and the left fielder is over, and Gordon makes the grab, and that'll do it. The Ask Hank question will have to come back in the bottom of the fourth.
All right.
So stay with us, and you'll be on the edge of your seat. 4-0 is the score. Pecatonica leads Riverdale in regional championship baseball from WRCO Sports.
Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hackle Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes! Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Austin Enloe leads off and swings and misses. Bottom of four, 4-0 Pecatonica. Enloe, and then the top of the order, Tyler McKeon and Jameson Johnson. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Nothing in two. I'm sure Kurt won't, but if you're ever going to walk somebody intentionally,
this is a man.
Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Enloe is out in three pitches.
Yep.
Strikeout number four, back at the top of the order, Tyler McKeon.
So pitches of 65 pitches right now. So.
All right, so the ask Hank question. You've got a pitcher that's pitching well like McKeon, and he's not all over the place. As an umpire, I think you kind of get into a groove calling balls and strikes, don't you?
Yep.
Here's one fouled off.
Well, you know, the biggest thing about, I don't mean to say this in a negative way, but if you have a pitcher that's all over the place and they all of a sudden he hits the side of, you know, corner of the plate and he misses, like, oh, you're not expecting it.
Right. Here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball. Might have busted his bat. And bobbled by the pitcher. Recovers. Throws. And they
got him.
Oh, what a play by Chase Chitwood to Emmett Drone. Great recovery, Hank.
Yeah. What was the count on that one?
That was the second ball. So he looked at a strike and then grounded out.
Okay.
So two outs. Hank keeps track of the pitch count. Jameson Johnson will be the batter. And now they're going to intentionally walk him. What did I say? He's got two home runs and all of the RBIs.
Wouldn't you?
I think I would. But I like to sit and speculate instead of coach, so I don't want to make the hard decision.
That's not a hard decision.
No. Two home runs, one that's still going, I think.
Yeah, it's still flying up.
Four RBIs, and he's intentionally walked. Elijah Knutson, who flew out to right and singled in the second. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, second base. Oh, nice play, Storm. Snags.
Nice job.
McKeon at second for the third out. That will do it for Pecatonica. Riverdale's really recovered here in this game, and they just need some runs. No runs and no hits, no errors, one left aboard. We head to the fifth inning today, 4-0. Pecatonica leading here in Blanchardville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Talon Childs leads off the top of the fifth, 4-0. Pecatonica in the lead. McKeon in with the pitch, and it's going to be a swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Childs, Emmett Drone, and Wyatt Storm. McKeon has struck out 7 today. Walked 1. Here's one chopped toward short. Gloving it now is Johnson. The big throw, and they got him. One up, one down. That'll bring up Emmett Drone. I've seen it over the years, Henry, with pitchers that are really rolling along, you know, multiple strikeouts and things like that. It gets late in the game. And sometimes, to me, it's like they're kind of gifting them a few strikes at the end. And I think part of it is just they've been consistent the whole game, right?
Yeah, I don't like doing that. I won't do that. They have to hit the zone for me. And, you know, and
strike one called on Drone.
A lot of umpires, they try to balance it. If you have one really good pitcher, one not so great pitcher, they try to balance it out, and you can't do that. I mean,
Here's the pitch. Strike call. As a poor old broadcaster, having seen thousands of games, too,
I
appreciate a wider strike zone because you got to bat for a reason, and I always kind of don't like those. There's a bouncer up the middle, and it's going to be Riverdale's first hit. Emmett Drone breaks up the no-hitter here in the fifth inning with a single with one out, and the Chieftains got something going here. That'll bring up Wyatt Storm. But, yeah, sometimes it's like, you know, let's move the game along. Let's make him swing the bat. You know, that's always kind of my opinion, but every umpire is different, I guess.
I'm more wider than I am up and down.
Yeah.
So.
But as long as both teams are used
to it
after the first inning,
it doesn't matter.
Runner leads at first. Kirshner playing the bag for Peck. This one back to the screen, and that's going to get Drone over to second base. Wild pitch. Bill McKinn with a runner behind him.
Got a scoring position now for Riverdale.
You bet. Chieftains often do that so well. Get somebody over
my
second. Then you never know. Error,
don't know.
Pass ball, or whatever. Get somebody to third and then a heartbeat away. Drone leads at second. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball foul. And that'll be a strike on the batter. One ball and a strike. Wyatt grounded out last time. Ethan Bumkamp due next for the Chieftains. McKeon checks the runner. Here comes the pitch. Rick Demir, right field. It's got potential. It's in there. Here comes Drone to third. They've got the brakes on. Throw coming on. It's missed the cutoff, but McKeon rather gets it back there pretty quickly and runners at the corners.
Yeah, one out. So
yeah. Zach Fly would score one here. Two hits in a row for the Chieftains. Starting to get around out
yes,
here.
Yes, they are.
Bumkamp, a strikeout victim last time, will bat next. 4-0 Pecatonica. Riverdale with a little bit of a uprising here. Time for a moment. McKeon is back on the hill working from the stretch here.
He hasn't slowed down, though. McKeon is a nice pitcher. He is. He's a nice pitcher.
Here's the pitch. Batter tries to bunt. Offered, and it's a strike. Nothing in one. Nothing in one to the hitter. Again, Drone at third. Storms at first. Only one away in the Riverdale half of the fifth inning. McKeon ready. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Got a little floater that time.
Yes, it was.
By McKeon. Change speeds. Nothing in two. McKeon working from the stretch. Both bookends. Runners at 1-3. Now time is called as the batter stands out. And now back to their bases. Kirk Thompson coaching at third. Chris Kenyon at first. They finally have some things to do out there as coaches. In terms of moving runners. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. McKeon with a big strikeout. That's number two. 8 Ks on the day. Back to the top of the order. And Chase Chitwood.
Chase has some power, too, if he needs to be. So.
Looking for his first hit. It'd be a good spot right here, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It would bring in at least one. All right. McKeon ready. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Nice cut, though.
It was a good level cut for the left-handed batter. McKeon back and ready. Runners leading at 1-3. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Fans treated to a beautiful day.
Boy, it is beautiful.
Start out in early April, and you just well wear your parka and your...
I'm in the shade, and you're in the sun.
I know. You're a shady character. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. 2-1, and the light is shining on me.
There's something wrong here.
Very, very angelic. 2-1. Runners lead at first and third. Chieftains need a two-out clutch hit. Swing and a miss by Chitwood. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Ethan Cagle due next. Chieftains trying to have a big one, but it's going to take some clutch right now.
Right field's really shallow.
2-2. Here's the pitch. Strike three call. Caught him looking. And Riverdale is retired in the inning. 9 for McKinn. No runs, couple of hits, no errors, and two left on for the Chieftains. We go to the bottom of five. Pecatonica leads it by a score of 4-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family